6 years ago, Sonoma County moved to what is known as single-stream recycling, where all recyclable materials are put into a single bin for curbside collection. That had the intended effect of cutting down on the volume of garbage going into the central landfill, but it turned out that a lot of stuff that went into the blue bins wasn't being recycled after all. Not only does that so-called residual material wind up in the dump anyway, but the stuff that is recycled is less marketable, explains Curtis Michelini, president of Santa Rosa's Global Material Recovery Services.
When we went to that single stream, we told the ratepayers, put everything in that can. You put everything in that big toter, and it goes into a compaction truck. You got glass in there. When you compact, you're breaking all different colored glasses in there, and it brings the value down.
That, combined with tightening global markets for the most common recyclable materials, prompted North Bay Corp., the local company that now holds the garbage collection contracts for virtually all of Sonoma County, to announce cutbacks in what it wants going into those blue recycling bins. Company spokesman Eric Koenigshofer says that's allowed by the language of their contracts.
There isn't a specific list. It's just an understood effort to divert and recycle as much material as possible. But if there's no market for that, if there's no place for that raw material to make its way back into the economy by being remanufactured into a new product, it's not actually recyclable.
So the new recycling program is hewing back to the way things were done before the blue cans were introduced.
We're talking about having a program that more closely reflects the kind of source separation that existed when recycling in our community started, where there was very little residual. Going to the single stream, the expectation was always that the customer would deliver a clean blue can to the curbside. And that's really all we're talking about now, a return to a more disciplined understanding by customers of what goes in the blue can and what doesn't.
That's appropriate, says Mike Anderson, chairman of the county's Solid Waste Management Task Force. But it could have been done better.
They're doing some steps right now that are pretty good, with the full-page ads in the newspapers explaining the problem to people, which should have been done a long time ago. But it's also confusing a lot of people. They're telling the public to wash their containers, and yet the public's being told to save water. And people are confused about the type of plastics they take now.
Anderson, a frequent critic of North Bay Corp., also faults its parent company, the Ratto Group, for devoting insufficient resources to explaining to the public just how recycling should be done.
You have to devote enough time to education. You have to hire the proper people to make the operation work, and you have to get the right equipment to sort the material. And it appears that this isn't being done by the Ratto Group.
Curtis Michelini agrees, adding that other collection companies around the bay have instituted additional measures to reduce the amount of residual material that they wind up with.
On their sort lines, they're adding more people to retrieve more quality product. They're slowing the sort line down. Also, they're recommending that consumers take the glass and the bottles to buyback centers.
He suggests the local hauler could benefit from implementing the same steps. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.